Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, January 7th, the baptism of our Lord. Deacon John Reichard suggests that we think of these questions as we listen to Father Joe's sermon this morning. 1. Do you remember when you were baptized? What does your baptism mean to you today? 2. What can you do to show that you are like Jesus in that you are a child of God? 3. How do you feel when you hear that you are God's beloved child and you bring great joy to God?
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him. And they were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate wild locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
All in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, the Christian Church celebrated Epiphany. Strange word. It's Greek. It means appearing, and it's a reminder of the appearing or the revealing of Jesus Christ to those Persian kings, those magicians, the magi. We sing of Epiphany in the line, "We three kings of Orient are." Well, today is the first Sunday after the Epiphany. It is the Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Baptism, through immersion, is a symbol of death and new life, of our identification as sons and daughters of God. But I get ahead of myself. Let me back the story up and begin with Jesus' baptism. The day for Jesus began much like any other. He awoke quietly so as not to disturb his mother and the rest of the family. As with most Galilean homes, they all lived cozily in the same house. He washed his face, ran his fingers through his hair, threw on his tunic, and stepped outside. The sun was beginning to peek its way through the valley to the east. The sky was a clear blue. He could hear the golden oriole singing in the almond tree. It was going to be a beautiful, warm day. Jesus took a deep breath, breathing in the presence of the divine spirit. A subtle smile of joy crossed his face. He stood there, silent and still. Suddenly, perceiving a familiar, subtle, inner nudging, he sensed that this day was going to turn out a bit different than the one he had planned. His calloused hands would not pick up the familiar carpenter's tools. His feet would take another direction. He would be traveling south. News had reached Nazareth from Jerusalem that a fiery preacher was preaching and baptizing down in Palestine near the Jordan River. Along with the inner sense of the nudging of the Spirit, Jesus was also aware of a deep and mysterious yearning welling up deep within his soul. Something powerful was brewing within him, something that was also somehow stirring up in the land of Palestine to the south. Well, unknown to Jesus at the time, John the Baptizer was doing his part, proclaiming, "Someone is coming soon, someone who is much greater than I." It seemed that John was also sensing the same spirit's nudging. Jesus packed some bread and wine for the journey, kissed his mother, and began to make his way down the path. It would be a long journey on foot, but like all travelers of the day, they were used to the many miles. Today's gospel records the event in these simple terms. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. Thankfully, Matthew's gospel elaborates further with these words. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. You see, John was in awe of this simple Galilean carpenter, a man who he had a deep understanding and sense that was much more than a carpenter. In Jesus, sometimes faltering and frail humanity, he chose to submit to the waters of repentance and its figurative death. Only then could he be raised a new man, having put on a new life, having been immersed and anointed by the power of the Spirit of God. For you and I, in our humanity, we are really, in many ways, not that different than Jesus. Author Lee Barrett explained it this way: into the wilderness of our own broken lives and our own bleeding world erupts the promise of a baptism of new life. New life for you and me, new life for Jesus, new life through the waters of baptism promised to all of us. Through its symbolism, we bring our imperfections and flaws as individuals and, yes, as a world. The gospel speaks further of Jesus' baptism. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." As Jesus stood there, soaking wet, waist deep in the waters, he heard and saw it all in a vivid vision from God. "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." Now, whether or not this encounter literally happened, its truth remains absolutely firm and certain to those of us of the Christian faith. The truth of Jesus' sonship to God is affirmed throughout the scriptures. Author Lee Barrett writes further, "At the transfiguration, 'This is my beloved Son,' is repeated by the divine voice. The title, Son of God, is so dangerous that the unclean spirits who recognize Jesus' identity are told by Jesus to keep it a secret. At the trial, it is Jesus' acceptance of the title, Son of God, that fatally convicts him of blasphemy. The phrase is echoed in the human and public confession of the centurion standing at the cross. Surely he was the Son of God. The 1,800-year-old Christian creeds acclaim Jesus to be the Son of God. This divine proclamation brought him great joy, but also great trouble in his ministry. For him, being the Son of God was the cause of peace and comfort, but also harsh ridicule and suffering. But let me share with you a radical truth. You and I are also, much like Jesus, sons and daughters of his heavenly Father. Not only are we, through baptism, identified with Jesus' death and resurrection to new life, but we are identified through baptism with his sonship. The scriptures tell us this: for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. By having put on Christ, we have put on our identity and sons and daughters of God. For the Jews who were present with John the Baptist at the Jordan River that day, baptism was offered exclusively and only to them, to the Jews, definitely not the Gentiles. And yet, through Christ, baptism has now been offered to all. Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, clean and unclean. Today, you and I will be renewing our baptismal covenant. Holy water will be sprinkled on the entire congregation. Therefore, this water will not discriminate between Christian and non-Christian. The water will reach all who choose to sit in this place in this hour. All will be touched by the baptismal waters. In a little while, I'll be sprinkling you with these waters of baptism. I will be affirming also your relationship with God as God's children. I will repeat to you the words that God spoke to Jesus: "You are my dearly loved child, and you bring me great joy." Because you see, that doesn't just apply to Jesus that long ago day. It applies to all God's children down through the centuries. So today, remember that through baptism we have all died to sin and live new lives. We are all sons and daughters of God, called to live and act and speak as God's beloved children who bring him great joy.